Now, the important thing about the book of Job is this. There are many problems that are raised and settled by this book. This book is a great philosophical work. And one of the things is to determine why the righteous suffer. Or let me put it like this. It gives one of the reasons why the righteous suffer. I do not believe this is the primary teaching, though a great many take that position. And then it was written to refute the slander of Satan against mankind. It was also written to reveal Job to himself. It was written to teach patience. Remember, James tells us you've heard of the patience of Job, and I'll be honest with you, I've read the book several times, and I haven't heard of the patience of Job. It's difficult to see how this man was patient. And we will, however, see when we get to the end of the book. And then I think the primary purpose of the book of Job, and we'll see this when we get to it. So if you want to disagree right now, hold on to this before you come to a conclusion. The primary purpose of the book of Job is to teach repentance. Now you see, when men today write a book on repentance, they always pick a character that's had a sinful beginning. For instance, that was Manasseh, the most ungodly king. We have seen him back in the historical books of the Old Testament. And he repented. May I say to you, that's as we think of it. And then there was Saul of Tarsus, the greatest enemy that the Lord Jesus Christ ever had. He repented. That was St. Francis of Assisi, a debauched nobleman of his day, and he repented. Then there was Jerry McCauley, the drunken bum on Skid Row in New York City, and he repented. Now, God didn't pick a man like that. He could have. But God picked the best man that probably ever lived in the time of the Old Testament, and he chose this best man and showed that he needed to repent. And at the end of the book, Job says, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now mine eye seeth thee, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And this ought to teach every believer, every one that's listening to me today, it ought to tell us one thing. No matter how good we think we are, in God's sight we'd see ourselves, even our righteousness, as filthy rags. We need to repent. Now, this is a great philosophical work. Tennyson said of this book that it's the greatest poem, whether of ancient or modern literature. And Carlyle, the great Scotch philosopher, said, I call that, he's speaking then of the book of Job, one of the grandest ever written with pen. And Martin Luther said, more magnificent and sublime than any other book of Scripture. Dr. Moorhead put it like this, the book of Job is one of the noblest poems in existence. Now, this has been a neglected book, and it's been, I think, misunderstood. Now, a few years ago, there was a play on Broadway called J.B., and Archibald MacLeish wrote that, and he was very candid. He attempted to make an analogy between the book of Job and modern man. And very candidly, I think he missed it, although he mentioned the human predicament today, and he knew about that, but I don't think he quite knew about Job and the great purpose back of that. Now, he speaks of the despair and also the hope in that book of modern man. But may I say to you that I think beyond that, the analogy breaks down. And I'll tell you why.